Hello, and welcome to ASD Radio, the official podcast of the Alamosa School District. I'm one of your hosts, Superintendent Dr. Diana Jones, and I'm thrilled to be your guide to the people, programs, and progress shaping our schools. As always, we're joined by co-host, Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo. Dr. Murillo, ASD Radio is one of our favorite things that we are honored to do each week.
It definitely is, and can you believe we are second quarter?
Second quarter has blown my mind, and we don't have that many days in the second quarter. It's almost Thanksgiving. It's almost winter break. This school year is flying by.
And there's been a ton of good work that's been happening in our schools, and today's special guest will talk about just one example of the great work happening at Alamosa School District.
Yes, I'm excited for our listeners to hear from them.
Before we move on, there is a special date coming up where people should go out and vote.
Oh, yes. We have a bond election.
We do.
And an election for our board of directors.
Yeah.
So hope that people will study and make an informed vote.
Yeah. Go out and vote.
Let's move on to our first section, happenings at our campuses. What can you share with us that's happening in the Alamosa School District?
Well, today we're going to talk about our K-2 school. You know, K-2 is such a special place where it's really the foundation for lots of learning. And yes, kids learn how to read and they begin to learn how to write and do math. But there's a lot more that goes on in our schools and in education. So at the K-2 recently, they had a huge success with K-2 students working with the Veggie program, which is a program through La Puente, where they learn about plants, gardening, harvesting, and they use vegetables to make their own stone soup.
I love that book, Stone Soup.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because they did not only get to learn about harvesting and planting and everything that has to do with growing food, but as you mentioned, they also invited community members to the K-2 to read to the students the book Stone Soup. And it was a great success. Students had a great time reading the book, learning, but I'm sure they also enjoyed eating their own soup.
Absolutely. It's so good. And I'm so pleased that typically that's a culminating event after learning so many things and then being able to talk about growing their own food. It's a wonderful life skill. And then the fact that we had so many community partners willing to show up and read to our students. It's a blessing for us.
Yeah, and just the story of the book Stone Soup, which is about community and, you know, the power of community and what can be accomplished when a lot of people come together as opposed to what one can do alone.
Everybody bringing a little bit of everything, and then it makes a phenomenal soup. Well, thank you for sharing that, and thanks to K-2 and our community members. We're also getting ready on Thursday, October 30th. We are having a trunk or treat and a haunted house at 807 Ross in our family center. And last year, I went through that haunted house and it made me scream. I think Dr. Murillo has video of me screaming.
I do. And what people should know is that we are an important part of this community.
Yes.
So we work hard. But we also like to have some fun, and we definitely love it when our community is able to have some fun with us. So yes, last school year was the first year that our family engagement team worked with community partners to put together our very own haunted house. And yes, in fact, it was pretty scary.
What?
I hear that this year it might be a little more scary.
Oh, no.
Yes. And last year, we had about 300 people go through it. I think the word's gotten out. I think it's the only free haunted house, definitely in Alamosa. So come out.
Yes, our family, as you said, our family engagement team is working so hard to make that a wonderful event, an opportunity for students to have a safe place to trick-or-treat as well. I guess get a little scared too. We had students participating last year, and they really got into their roles, I have to say.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's not just a haunted house. We're also having a trunk or treat.
Right.
Yeah, and it's at Zapata Park. Just be aware that it is a little scary. You can back out at any point.
Enter at your own risk, right?
There you go.
Let's move on to our favorite section, celebrate.
Today, I am honored to introduce two very special people. One of them is an educator who's been in the education field for 20 plus years, doing several things in service to students. She has been with us for the past 6 years, serving, wearing many different hats like we all do in education.
Yes.
But her main job is a special education teacher at Alamosa High School. And she is here today as the person who coordinates, oversees, I don't know what the title is, our tutoring center and tutoring services. But before I pass it on, we also have a student. We're always happy when we get our students on Alamosa Radio hear from them. She is a junior and she is a tutor, and we have a bunch of cool questions. So I want to introduce Ginger Friel and Genesis Sierra.
Welcome to
Thank
both
you.
Of you.
Thanks.
We're glad you're here.
Thank you so much.
Would you please tell us a little bit about yourselves, and we will just start with Ms. Friel.
Yeah, my name is Ginger Friel, of course, and I live in Hooper. I commute to work every day here at Alamosa School District. And I'm, you know, like Dr. Maria said, I'm a special education teacher at the high school. I teach English for the special education department there as well. And I had a chance to work in the tutoring center. I think it's about 4 years going now. Mm-hmm. And so the first year and the third year I worked in there, you know, there's always an adult employee in there. And so this year I offered to run the tutoring center. And so it's more of a facilitative role. But it's growing, and it's been an interesting experience.
Well, appreciate you taking on that role and that extra duty, if you will, and really making an impact on our students that need assistance. Genesis, do you mind sharing about yourself?
I'm a junior, as you guys know. I also sing the national anthem for AHS and Adams State.
Oh, so wonderful.
That's right. I knew you looked familiar.
Yeah, I do the national anthem. I've only done it once for ASU, but it was really fun. I'm a tutor. I just on and do extra activities wherever I can.
Well, we're thrilled you're here, and we appreciate you being a student tutor and helping your peers.
We're going to get into all of that, but let's start with the tutoring center, tutoring program. I know we have a phenomenal program. Like, as you mentioned, it's been about 4 years now, and it really came from the need of our students, an idea of model after what colleges and universities do for students. And I remember being a beneficiary of a tutoring program when I went to Adams State University. But just tell us about it. What is it? What does it look like? Is it a place? Is it a program?
Right. And it seems like it's continually evolving. But we have a specific space, a room at the high school that we have. It's the tutoring center. It's our location. And we offer student-led tutoring after school for 45 minutes Monday through Wednesday. So, and students can just stop in for that. If they need help with anything, they can just stop in for that. There's usually about three tutors in there. Well, sometimes four. And so we have different strengths. Some of the tutors are great at math. Some of them are great at everything, because really the tutors are, they know how to be students. It's what's one of the things they're good at. That's why they're in there. So, some of them have other strengths, you know, but they know how to communicate with teachers. They know how to help students know how to manage things, like to manage their homework, how to manage their instructional materials, whatever they need to do. And some of the students are bilingual. So there's just something for everybody in there. And students can just stop in and get help. Or some students will just stop in and they're a little nervous to ask for help. They'll just sit in there and work, but we can check on them, you know, and see if they need help. We have three adults that go in during the week. Mondays, it's Cindy Rigsby. She's a really great math teacher. And Tuesdays is Gina Ponce. So she teaches Spanish. And then Thursdays or Wednesdays is Magdalena Aguirre. And she's great in there. She's been working there all along, I think. And yeah, so students can check in with them as well. You know, they can help facilitate if a student's a little shy. Cindy did say one day that a student was in there getting help from a tutor on his or her guitar class. I thought that was really cool. Yes. They were helping with guitar practice. Right. So that was good. Also, we can be a little more specific than that. We had a student a few weeks ago who was going through the RTI process. And so our MTSS coordinator contacted me and said, can he have, like as a intervention, can he have a specific tutor that he sees every day?
Oh, nice.
And so, yeah, so we found a tutor that I thought would be the right personality for the student. And we got them together, and it really helped. She even emailed his teachers, what can I help him with? Is there anything you want us to work on specifically today? So she's really super helpful. And yeah, I feel like it's really benefited him. So other than that, we're expanding a bit. So my principal, Amy Ortega, asked if we could get some tutors in the math classrooms. And some of the students, they're busy with sports, maybe certain times of the year, or they have other after-school activities. So those students, if they had, perhaps they have a free period or something like that. And so we've arranged to have them either in the math classrooms to help out, or a few of them are in a freshman academy class to help those freshmen with some of the subjects. And now we're kind of, I just put one in a history class this or I think it was this morning, and also a biology class. So we're kind of expanding in that way. And it's been real helpful because then the teacher can help facilitate how they assist the students. Also today we had, for the first time, they should be there right now, we have three tutors that went to Ortega Middle School. So they'll be helping out. And I think several students signed up or, you know, were interested in coming. So they might do it a little bit differently over there. The vice principal is working on that. So, but several parents contacted him about that. So we have three tutors over there right now. And then this morning we had one tutor go to the alternative school to help out a specific student in biology. So she'll be going each week to help that student with biology.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So it just warms my heart so much because we talk about all means all, but it extended from that is each and every student and what does each of those students need, whether it's guitar or help with Spanish or just math or writing an essay. And that's exciting. You talked a little bit about the differences. Like last year we had the tutoring center and this year you're expanding. So let's kind of review that. We're expanding to not only before after school, but also into the classrooms.
Right, right.
And then we're offering opportunities at Ortega Middle School.
Yes.
What have you been involved in, Genesis?
I'm kind of everywhere.
Okay.
I do drumline. So I'll be doing drumline here and there wherever we go. Like the very first time we played in Monta Vista.
Okay.
So that was like really fun to experience playing somewhere else. Okay. That's not a parade.
Yes.
I also do the national anthem. So last year I only did it for soccer and then here and there for football and then I stopped.
Yes.
And this year I did it all volleyball season, all football, and I'm planning on doing it for the rest of the year. So it was really fun. I got to do it for Adams State's homecoming game too.
Oh, great.
That was actually pretty fun.
So when you're tutoring, do the students recognize you from that?
Yeah, a lot of people at Alamosa actually just even not only at the high school but around are starting to recognize me as the one who does the national anthem.
Well,
yeah, it actually kind of feels really nice.
Absolutely, right. You're a star.
Thank you.
So talk to us a little bit about the student tutoring and what are you involved in? Are you doing before or after school at OMS or?
I do after school tutoring, okay. So I'll do it Mondays and Tuesdays. I usually help with whatever besides science. I have never been great at science.
That's okay.
And the guitar lesson, that was actually me.
Okay, I didn't know you were well.
Yeah, no, I'm good at music. I'm really good at music. So that student was struggling a little bit on reading music. And so I had to help him, and I taught him an easier way that I learned how to read guitar. So
wonderful.
That was really fun. And then I help a lot of kids that are taking Spanish since I am bilingual. My freshman year, actually, I got put in AP Spanish for it. So, yeah, I just help here and there. I mainly help with math, like algebra, not geometry. I can't do geometry. But I just help with, like, just subjects just like that. And it's really rare when I get a music student. But it brings me a lot of joy because, I mean, I love music and I'm really good at it, too. So.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Genesis, you've told us about, you're busy. You got to have a great method to stay organized and stay on top of everything you got going on. I'm interested in knowing, what is the process of becoming a student tutor? Is there an application? Do you get selected? Do you need to have a certain GPA, be passing all classes? Like, how do you get to be a student tutor?
From what I've heard, you have to have a 3.5 GPA.
Okay.
Last year, when I tell you I was nowhere near that, I was, like, at 2 point something. But Ms. Ramirez last year, because she was the one who was in charge of tutoring, mm-hmm. she saw how well I worked with other students and, like, how well they learned from how I taught them. So, well, she even saw it my freshman year. And my freshman year, she wanted to put me as a tutor, but freshmen couldn't be tutors. So then she just had me, like, helping around here and there when I could. Last year was my very first year being a tutor, and it was, like, the first few weeks were nerve-wracking. Because, I don't know, I kind of got scared to talk to other students. But seeing that I was able to help them in things that they were struggling made me really happy. Because I know my freshman year, I was struggling and I was scared to ask for help. So I know that it's not only scary for, like, tutors, but for other students to ask for help, especially in classes. And so it takes a little bit of a mental step to prepare to tutor other students, because it's like you're the teacher now, and you have to explain it in a way that's easier for them and not in a complicated way, the same way some teachers do. So it's really fun. It's really nice when they update you on how well they are doing in that subject. So it's like you're helping them grow, but you're also growing with them, because then it teaches you, like, more methods on how to teach other students. So yeah, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're so proud that you are a part of this, and part of our strategic plan is to provide a safe learning environment and a safe working environment. So the fact that you can go in and help someone, help them feel comfortable in learning when they're struggling is such a profound thing. And we are very appreciative of that.
Yeah, Genesis is super approachable. And if I need to talk to one of the tutors, I don't hesitate to reach out to her because she's super approachable. In the, you know, the past, especially the first year I did it, not every tutor is going to be super approachable. I think we have a lot of approachable tutors this year, but she's one of the ones that I would feel comfortable with if I were a student. And I think one of the benefits of the tutoring center is students need to learn to advocate for themselves. They need to learn to reach out. And then it gives the tutor's experience to reach out, to help someone, to help the other student feel comfortable and to build relationship that they can continue on at school in other areas as well.
As Genesis was speaking about, just to get the satisfaction of helping others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's honestly really nice. I mean, especially if, like, you get a student that, you know, is, like, really, really struggling and, like, they're down with, like, drowning with work. Right. And then there's, like, what, a few weeks pass, and then you check back in on them and they're doing great. Like, they're understanding the subject. They're on it with their work, and it's a really good
feeling. Yeah. And like I said, I've had tutors that even approach the teacher. they'll show that student how to approach the teacher, and that's great.
Wonderful.
You know, there comes a point sometimes where people just get stuck and overwhelmed and can't move forward. And so having people, whether it's teachers or students there to help them move forward, it makes me happy. That's our goal. We want our students to feel comfortable in the learning process. And it's not always easy. Ms. Frill, how do you schedule the tutors? Like, how do you know who goes where and how many you'll need?
Right. It's been a little bit of a juggling match. I notated all the student availability when they're available. Like I said, a lot of them have other activities that they do. Like Genesis has a lot of other activities as well. So I find out when they're available. I make notes. Right now, all the tutors are juniors and seniors. We had quite a few. So I have some sophomores kind of on backlog if I need them. After school, there's only a few that are available. I don't remember the exact number, but so I schedule them in whenever I can. And it's just kind of worked out. I mean, Genesis has been doing Mondays and Tuesdays for us lately. Some students might only be available on Wednesdays. So if they're only available on Wednesdays, I try to plug them in there. We have several tutors who are just not available after school. So I write down you're available first hour, you're available seventh hour, and see what need is out there. And I don't know, that's not a very good explanation, but I just plug them in where
that's
I can.
Okay.
Yeah, and it seems to work. I mean, students have been really good about, hey, you didn't schedule me, where can I help? And then I search, and sure enough, there's always something.
Okay, great.
So, yeah.
Well, what's exciting for us as well is that this is an opportunity that the students help each other, but they also get paid for this. It's a big deal. They're approved by our school board, just like any other employee. Mm-hmm. And so we get to pay them. And then that also helps them have workforce readiness.
Right.
And it's something that it's a program we're really proud of.
Yeah.
I'm interested to hear about what is the class or topic or skill that seems that students come into the tutoring center for. Is it math? Is it, I mean, definitely not guitar. I mean,
that one was rare. The one that I see the most is usually algebra. There's a lot of freshmen struggling with algebra. So that's the one that I mainly see on Mondays that come in. There has been very few that are coming in for like history or English or science, but I think it's mainly just math. It's like the students aren't really understanding the math, or they find it too hard, overthinking like a lot of the steps or just some like problems. And then I think you just need to sit down with like them individually, go step by step, and even like guide them, watch them do it, guide them and tell them, you went wrong here, this is how we can fix it. So that's the one subject I see the most. Another one is Spanish. So I get Spanish is like a hard language. I mean, I speak Spanish, so I could understand why quite a few are struggling. But those are just the two topics that I see the most. And usually there's not really many bilingual tutors. So I think I'm the only one on Mondays there that speaks Spanish, so I'll help who I can. Tuesday, Ms. Ponce is there, so she'll help who she can, and then I'll take whoever I can. So it's a good balance. Other than that, all the other subjects are pretty low.
It's definitely a phenomenal program. We also have some other efforts going on to help freshmen. You've talked about, you know, your struggles when you were a freshman and being a little bit shy and not being ready to ask questions. We know that when freshman students have a great freshman year, they're set up for the rest of the high school years. Vice versa, when they struggle and, you know, fail a course or two, then they get behind and it's just twice as difficult to catch up. And, you know, some of the things I've heard you talk about, Genesis, is sort of the confidence of, you know, I'm a high schooler, and it sounds like besides doing the academic work, they also get to hear from you about, you know, gaining that confidence and being part of the journey, like you'll get there.
Yeah. I know when I first entered high school, confidence was like a huge thing I struggled with. So I never asked for help my freshman year. I was always behind, and I think a lot of my teachers can tell you that. I was always behind, always trying to catch up. My sophomore year, I kind of started off that same way too, but I kind of started like mellowing into like, I need to ask for help, I need to do this. And being a tutor actually taught me that. So being a tutor taught me like I need to communicate. Especially like the first few times I started tutoring, like I didn't know how to speak to the other student. And so it was kind of a struggle. I got there and I learned how to, you know, just talk other students through it, like the way that I struggled. Well, I struggled here. This is how I learned. This is what you can do. So, I mean, I don't really try to teach ways that I learn. I try to let them find their own way. So I'll give like quite a few different like examples, and then I'll let them choose whichever is the easiest. And so it's like a whole learning process. And then I don't think I started to gain much confidence until this year. Like this year, I'm like really on it. I'm like, I need to be here. I need to do this. I need to do that. And so I'll talk who I need to talk to. It's a really good growing experience, especially mm-hmm. through high school, because I think a lot of freshmen are struggle with that, especially this year.
It's wonderful. Take you, that confidence will carry you through the rest of your life. We're thrilled to hear that. How did you know that tutoring was available and students at Alamosa High School? How do they know how they can get assistance?
Usually some teachers will bring it up. How I found out was my freshman year, the one teacher I knew was Miss Bonsi because she taught at Upper Bound that summer. And so I went to her that day, that actual first week. I was like, I don't know if I could, like, you know, do this. Like, it seems really hard. And so she directed me to the tutoring center. I went to tutoring, I think, like, the first whole month that it opened. And then I started, you know, catching up, and I started trying to get on it. There's quite a few students that will bring up tutoring too. So if they overhear a conversation of someone struggling, like we'll be like, hey, we tutor. We're here at this time from this time. We're here on certain days and stuff like that. I know last year we had Friday school. So a lot of us tutors did Friday school and helped students on Fridays. And I know a lot of the sophomores are kind of missing that because that's what they had. So it's just, we just hear it all over the place from not only from other students, but teachers will also suggest it. I know students will suggest to each other because we see quite a few friend groups in the tutoring center. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the word just gets around.
Okay, great. You know, part of our attendance campaign, one of the mantras is 90% of success is showing up. So the fact that you said I just showed up every single day that first month, there you have it. Now we have a successful tutor that came from just showing up, right?
I have a question for the both of you. For you, Ginger, is okay. What is exciting about your job? And mm-hmm. then Genesis, for you, it'll be what is exciting about Alamosa High School?
Yeah. My job is in general, like the special ed program.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I enjoy working with kids who really need my help, and I feel like, you know, my students really need my help. And because we do a variety of services for students with IEPs, I get to really know them as they go throughout high school. So, I enjoy, you know, just helping them just juggle high school, figure it out. I enjoy, it might sound odd, but I enjoy though all the legal paperwork and stuff. Yes. I feel like that's something I'm good at. Yeah. So, I enjoy that. And yeah, I teach three English classes, which I, you know, we kind of handpick the students for students who really need, something different for an English class. And so that's great too. And yeah, I enjoy working with parents. We get to talk to parents, students who, when they have an IEP, I feel like we have a bit more contact with the parents, and I've always enjoyed working with parents. So it's kind of nice to have a job where you communicate a little bit more with parents than you traditionally might. So I enjoy that. Yeah. And the tutoring center, I feel like I'm also working with students who need my help. You know, they really need my help. So that's a good part too. It's kind of related in a way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What about you, Genesis?
I think the high school has a lot to bring. I mean, we have so many incredible adults. I know some teachers like to build really strong relationships with their students, and I think it has to be 50-50. Like, if you want a relationship with your teacher, like, you have to put in the effort. They'll put in the effort right back. We have really good counselors. I'm really good friends with one of my counselors, and she's amazing. And I think just being friends with a lot of the adults at the high school are bringing me lots of opportunities. So I'm literally jumping around here and there. But I don't know. I think the high school just has a lot to bring. And I think if you really want to see what it has, like, you have to put yourself out there. And, like, you don't have to wait for the opportunities to come. Like, you have to go for it. So,
right.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a fun school. There's a lot, and the teachers are great. Some of them have really fun methods. Some of them are really funny too. So I really like the high school, and the students, I mean, we don't all really talk to each other, but they're really nice. So yeah, I think Alamosa just has a lot to bring for not only like people who are scared to talk, but like for everyone. I feel like everybody can, you know, just benefit off of it.
Great to hear. That's why we show up every day to make sure that we have opportunities for students and that there's a safe place to come and work and learn. So thank you both for being here today and
thank you.
Giving your time and energy to helping others. That is such a profound thing to do, and that you actually know you're making an impact. That has to feel good when you go to sleep at night. So thank you. It makes us feel better when we go to sleep at night, knowing that these wonderful things are happening in our school. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
As always, it's a great day to be a Mean Moose. Thank you for being with us today. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our school website. Parents, remember that educating your child is key to their future and a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.